thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. How great is our God. That song really gave me joy, the one we did, a high praise. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. So I was testifying, I'm one of those that wake up in the morning praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how, it seems like I always start with a dream, and from the dream I woke up just praising the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord is good. We have so many activities like the town hall meeting. So I will try to make this message very, very, very short as much as I can. And I want you to pay quick attention. It's not much, but I believe God will bless your heart. Amen. And I know we have a couple of prayer requests that definitely I will bring to, we'll pray about it, Sister Chinwe and Sister Christy, prayer request. We'll remember that at the end of this sermon. Amen. Today, we are going to talk quickly about something that the Lord did in the Bible that is exceptional. And something happened in my life at a point, and God reminded me of that word he said in the scriptures. And so I decided to just talk a little about it today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a question I asked myself because God reminded me of that statement. I will give that testimony when it is appropriate in this discussion. It is why the sun and the moon stood still. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why the sun and the moon, they stood still for a space of 24 hours. They didn't go anywhere. They just stood still. Why did God allow that to happen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm going to try to make it brief, as I said. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I said here that, let me just quickly, for the purpose of those who may not know where this is coming from, the scripture, it comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 10. I'm going to give you the scripture I want, it's 13. 10:13. But let me tell you the story that is involved. The children of Israel were moving from the promised land to the destination where God promised them that they would go and inherit the land of Canaan. And along the way, they met with a lot of challenges. But from the time of Joshua, there was always a victory, unless if there is sin in the camp. Outside that, they are assured victory, and they will have complete victory each time. It happened that some of the people who know that they will be passing their land, the Gideonites, decided, hey, these people are too mighty for us. And the Gideonites are very mighty people, warlike individuals. They decided to make peace with Israel. But God's command was for Israel to wipe out everybody in the way that opposed them, or even whichever way. God doesn't want any of them to come and be a pest on Israel later on. So the Gideonites camouflaged themselves as if they are coming from a faraway country. They put on old clothes, they put on old garments, they put on carry water skin that is old and bread that is molded, and then came to the children of Israel and said, we have journeyed from far because we have heard what the Lord God has done for you all these years. And we want to be friends with you. We want to form a league and allegiance with you so that you will be our friends. The children of Israel thought, okay, these people came from far. And they came to honor us. They cannot do us any harm. So they made a league with them. And they shared, you know, covenant that from now on you will be our subject, and we will be like your masters or things like that. And the children of Gideonites went home. Only for Israel to find out that these people are their neighbors. Glendale and Phoenix. Tempe and Phoenix. These are the people that will pass through their land. But because the elders of children of Israel had made a promise in the name of the Lord, they cannot wipe them out. other people around from Chandler or from Tucson, I say, if we allow this to continue, everybody will make peace with Israel and they will take over the whole land. So five kings came together and decided to go and kill and fight against the Gideonites. The Gideonites called Israel and said, hey, we made a covenant with you. We are now friends with you. You are our masters and we are your servants. Here are the five kings of the Amorites that is coming to kill us because we have made a covenant with you. Hurry up, do not delay, come to our help immediately. The children of Israel said, well, we have made covenant with them, we cannot back out. So Joshua took the men of war and marched, quick march, all the way to the land of the Gideonites and fought the five kings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in fighting them, God gave them great deliverance. The five kings were numbered huge. The children of Israel came and fought against them, and there was victory. And in the course of victory, they killed them from morning till night, evening. And even God helped them out by raining hailstones upon them to help kill some of them, those five kings that gathered their armies and their war men. They are like sands of the sea. These are opposition that is in face of Joshua. So, suddenly, there is a bigger obstacle. That obstacle was night. Night was coming. In those days, even today, you can't fight the same battle in the night when there is a body-to-body contact because you don't know who is your enemy. You may turn around and kill your friends. You may kill your own people. So night was coming. And this night will stop them from completing what they have started to do. It will limit their ability to overcome completely. And this is a big obstacle because God has ordained night to follow the day. After day, what happens? Night. After day, what happens? Night. Day, night, day, night, day, night. And I'll bring a scripture later on that says God ordained it. He ordained the harvest season. He ordains harvest, no, summer after summer, winter after winter, this and that. Day and night is the way God ordained it. But God ordained something that is becoming an obstacle to Joshua to complete an assignment. And he looked at this challenge and said, this is God ordained ordination. It's nothing man can do about it. But he didn't allow that to deter him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, yes, night is ordained by God. Day is ordained by God. But I will not allow my night to stand on my way to complete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So night, which is an obstacle, night equals to obstacle, was on the way to complete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Joshua will not allow that to stand. Now, I want to point out some few things. God does not fight a half battle. I want you to bear that in mind. Or settle for a half measure. God does not do that. Yet many of us seem to settle for half measure or incomplete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Maybe it is our health. Maybe it is our peace of mind. Maybe it is our relationship with our wife or husband. Maybe it is finance. It could be anything that have a night. It is your night. And that night is what is hindering, limiting you from getting complete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's answer that question first. Why the sun and the moon stood still was because there is need for complete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the night was on the way. So Joshua has to change the equation. Instead of night to day to night, he now wants day to day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is an impossibility with man. But he will not listen to signs of reason. Said, no, I will have to achieve my objective of complete victory against these five kings who has come to war against me. And if I kill half of them and let half go, the other half will rise up and fight against me later on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is on the move. When God is on the move, pursue the advantage. When you notice that God is on the move, and you know that God is on the move for you in any particular situation, it is not time to settle for half measure, because God does not deal by half measure. But I've seen many Christians, even when God is on the move, they say, praise the Lord, I've gotten 50% of what I have. That is never the plan and purpose of God. He says that everything that God does, he wants you to have complete, full measure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if full measure is not enough, he shake it down. And if shaking it down is not enough, he make it overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is God's purpose. Full measure, shaking together, and overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is God's purpose in our life. In every area of your life, whatever it may be, this is God's purpose. But review your life and see where you are having shortcomings. And see where you are not allowing complete victory, because you have limited the Most High God and limited your own self. And so you live a life that is half measure in any area. I don't care what area it is. Whether it is your finance, whether it is your health, whether it is your relationship, whether it is your children, whether if you are not getting everything God wants you to get, go back to the design board. Go back to the calculation. Look at the equation. It is not right. Something has to be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God might be glorified. Many of us are sitting here with so many problems, but they have settled with it. That is enough for them. But that is not God's purpose. You may say, let me just take it as a Christian and just praise the Lord anyway. Does that glorify God when God's complete will for your life is not being manifest? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God heard the voice of man, I said here. He heard the voice of Joshua, because he refused to allow God, even God, Most High God, to derail his original plan to give him complete victory. That night should follow, day should follow night. He changed the equation. I'm just reading something I wrote here. There are three steps I'm going to give you. As I say, this will be as short as possible. Three steps I'm going to give you before I give a couple of testimony in regard to this ministration. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Number one step. First, you have to determine and refuse to settle for half measure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When I go to pray for some people, or some people ask me to pray, at the beginning of the prayer, even before the prayer, they already cut down, make a limitation. Pastor Emmanuel or Brother Emmanuel or whatever it is, I've prayed over this over years. I don't think there's anything. I'll just praise God about it and let it go. Well, if that is what you want to settle, there is nothing anybody can do. In fact, God can do nothing about it. If you already limited him and say, I want to be as I am, that is settling for half measure. If God have declared in any situation that he wants you to have a complete victory, and God is with you, pursue the advantage and get the complete victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have an example yesterday. I won't be saying it completely because the lady will be listening to this message later on. It's some people that call with emergency situation. But before we can even start speaking, they already limited God. I have to start educating and say, hey, there is nothing impossible with God. What makes God limited? What makes God not be the Almighty He should be in our life? What makes God not to be complete in every aspect of our life? It's me, it's we, it's an individual limiting God. But the Bible says that with God all things are possible. Why do we then settle with the status quo? Your health is not complete. Your marriage is in tatters. You think you have done all you can, and so you let it go. I will just live like that for the rest of life with her or with him. Is that what God wants? For you not to have complete. As I say, the standard of God giving is full measure. What is the second one? Shaking together, pressed down, and what? Overflowing. That is God's standard of giving. Bear that in mind. Whether it is related to your children, whether it relates to your health, whether it relates to your finance, whether it relates to your ministry, whether it relates to anything about you, God's plan for you is full measure, shake it together so that there will be, when I'm trying to push salt into some can, after I fill it up, it's already full. If you shake it, it compresses and then you have more room to pour more inside it. That is God, until it is overflowing. The overflowing part is when your life, when your testimony, when what God has done becomes such a testimony that it affects other people around you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? That is why God wants an overflowing. The one that is contained in the jar might be yours. But when all the jar is full and it's overflowing, even if you don't want, there's nothing you can do. You just have to say, hey, bro, this, take more. This, this, take more. If you give out and they're still overflowing, you start calling people from the street. That is what God wants in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But many of us have not even filled the jar to half measure. And we are already okay with it. We have not even filled our own can, our own jar to the brim. How much more overflowing? So Joshua said, no. This thing has to be complete. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wrote here, the story is usually that everything was going well. The intended victory was on course as God has planned in my life. And suddenly something happened. And then victory was limited. The one that pains me most is when I see God on course for people and they allow some small issue to derail that victory. What somebody have said, what my wife said, what my husband did, what my manager did. When God is already on the move, you suddenly allow things to derail it. And one of the things that happens to derail these things in the heart of people is bitterness, unforgiveness, anger. But God is already on the move. We are about to have victory, complete victory. And then Satan will allow something, just something small, to inch in. Somebody will say something the way you are doing it or the way it is done or whatever, and suddenly you come to a standstill and God is moving. He turn around to look. You are now behind. You are no more watching or walking with God on that issue. He turned around and you are behind because you suddenly allow bitterness. You suddenly allow anger. You suddenly allow unforgiveness or any of these things that will hinder your prayers. Do you know how many Israelites we talked to Joshua that day? We have been fighting from morning till night. We need a break anyway. Let us take a break and eat and rest. Is that a reasonable request? Yes. Our sword is dull from killing. I mean, we have killed them 50%. What more do you want from us? That is a reasonable. Hey, we can come back next tomorrow and kill the remaining. Well, the problem is that God might not be moving with you that particular next tomorrow. This is the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the time to pursue victory and complete it. We have several doctors here. Several years ago, I had this cough that was really bad. About 12 years or so ago. And the doctor gave me antibiotics. It was just big, big pills. Told me, Emmanuel, make sure you take all these pills. I didn't understand what he was talking. I looked at it and said, well, so I took it for a couple of days, like 10 days. I said, 10 days, me that doesn't like to take medication in those days. I said, 10 days, I took it like a couple of days. The cough went. I stopped. Then the cough came back. Cough came back really bad this time. I went back. I said, well, did you finish the antibiotics? Nope. What happened? I got better and I felt I don't need to continue. I said, no. What you do is that you continue taking that antibiotics until that disease, whatever it is, has been killed and the root and the offspring, everything about it is destroyed. If you do not finish taking that antibiotics, according to doctors, what happens is that they will rebound. And not only will they come back in full force, they will develop a kind of gene that will be resistant to antibiotics in the future. So if you come to take it, it will not work again. Because those things have a way of developing something that will be resistant in the future. That is exactly what happens when you are on course with God. And the enemy is put to rout. And you are pursuing it with God. And there is evidence of victory. And suddenly you backed off. The enemy will regroup. Those demons will go and gather more demons. And say the first thing that we sent is not enough. Come and help us. And before you know it, you have lost the battle. Not only will you lose the battle, you are losing ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are on course with God, let us pursue victory completely. Another thing I want you to remember is to know that God is with you. When you know that God is with you on a situation, and I've known it, as there are many times I see it, because things were so bad and things were not just working, and I suddenly see a path. God started opening. Doors that wasn't opening was opening. There are so many instances that has happened in my life like that. There are so many of them that has happened like that. I suddenly see clearly that God is on the way. And then when I know that God is on the way, I will not limit my asking. I don't care who it is. I will tell you what I want and I will get it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I know that God is on the way for me. He's walking with me in this. And if God be with us, he say, who can be against us? Let's quickly look at Romans chapter 28 to 31 just to support what we are saying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans 8, 28 to 31. And we read it quickly, please. Romans 8. And we know that all things what work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Let's move on. For whom he did not know, he also did not predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Continue. Moreover, whom he did then he called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. To 31 is where we're going. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Move on again, please. 32. He that spared not his son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also give us freely all things? Go on. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is he God that justified? Yes. Go on to 35. 34, please. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ, yea, ladder that is risen against, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Let me get straight to the point. I think it's 35. Try 35, please. Go on again. He says, if God be for us, I see, for thy sake we are killed all, for we're counted as this sin. I don't think I'm on the right track here. Is that 37? Okay, please go straight to 37. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor any angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor image, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. And we know that if God be for us, none can be against us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God is on the move, we are to do what? Go on to victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The other part is that you are to act when God whispers. And I'll give two testimonies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll give two testimonies. When you are in a situation, in a dire situation, and suddenly God is moving, one thing I've learned is to be quiet and listen. It may be an audible voice in some cases. It may be a sign that wasn't there before, and suddenly that sign appears. It may be from somebody or something. But when you see it, usually you will recognize. I don't know if it happens to any other person. When I see it, I will usually know that this is God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we say God is moving for us, it may not necessarily be that you are seeing an angel that is walking in the front and tell you to follow. It may not necessarily be that you hear a voice. Most of the time, I do hear God tell me that this is the way I want you to go on few occasions. And if I listen, at first, there is tendency for you to doubt. I want you to listen to this. Doubt that voice. But something will tell you that this is God, if you have the Spirit of God. If you listen, something will tell you that this is God on the move for you over this situation. When you realize that this is God that has gone before you, when God is on the move, you then praise the advantage. Forget your previous strategy. Forget how you think you are going to do this in the past. When you know that God is on the move on how to reconcile this situation, when you know that God is on the move on how to solve that particular problem, when you know that God is in the move that you have not achieved complete victory the way God wanted it, praise the advantage. And I repeated myself so many times, what I mean by praise the advantage, don't allow anything from that time to stop you. Ask the impossible. Ask things that seems that can never be done. Go on and say, I want it done like this. I want it done like this. Because now you have a certificate. You now have an authority, a signature, a badge of authority that God wants a complete victory. But you will be the mouth of God. You will be the hand of God. You will be the action, the person that will take the action for God. If you do not take it, nothing will happen. And that is where many of us fell. Yes, I see God moving in my situation, and you suddenly stand still, and God moves forward without you. That is the time you have to press an advantage and say whatever God lay in your heart. Even if it is night, think about it. Night, how many of us can extend night by 1 minute or think of extending it? It's a big obstacle. But Joshua have seen that God is on the move. God have even thrown hailstones from heaven to kill them. They haven't killed all of them yet. But he knew that God is on the move. And so, He has to speak the word of God to be able to stop it. And he said, son, stand still. Let's now read Joshua chapter 10, verse 13, where we have for topic. Joshua 10, I believe it's 13, 1-3. It's verse 12, please. Verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Amen? Did you hear the specific? Here is where we are fighting. This is the area I want the son to stand still. And he went on and told God, and how strange it will be. There is other people in the other area, Gilgal and so on around, and they are in the night, and these people are in the day. He says, son, stand still in Gibeon, and down moon in the valley of Ajalon. 13. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people have avenged themselves upon their enemies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Think about it, I say again. What are greater obstacles than what God has ordained? He ordained night to follow day, and day to follow night. But it is stopping Joshua on the way to complete victory. You know, I don't have complete victory in everything in my life, but I do want it, and I keep questioning it. I keep looking for way out every time. The problem is when we get to a point and we relax. We take it the way it is. That is normal. But I said in the beginning that that is not normal with God. That God's way of giving is full measure, shaking together and overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us read Romans 10:10 quickly as we round up. Romans 10:10. For with heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That cuts across the board in many things in our life. Those things that you have, you know, is not complete. Start to voice it out. If it's in your relationship, if it's in your finances, if it is in your health. Somebody asked me one day, why am I dancing so much in a hall the other day? I really didn't know until the person asked me that question. See, some months ago, I couldn't stand up. The church knew about it. I have this major back pain. I've never seen anything for months and months and so on. And we went through some process and God healed me. So, I don't know, I was dancing and I suddenly remembered one day I was coming out of my car, and the place I'm going was like from here to that fan. And I sat in my car and I was thinking, how on earth am I going to get to this fan from my car? And I was sitting, and I was sitting and looking at the door to the place I'm going to go. And I just keep wondering, and after some time I managed, because I was walking like this for days. So when I was in dance floor, I remembered somehow, and I started doing gymnastics, you know, in the dance floor that day. I started really dancing. So the person noticed, I said, why are you dancing so hard? I remembered that the reason is because there was a time I couldn't even move. And now I can move. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. But that's the story. That's not the part of this testimony I have about the message I'm preaching. One of my testimony happened about a few weeks ago, pressing the advantage for complete victory. I suddenly got a call, and the health department wanted to come and survey my business in the office. I hurried down and then went through every papers and stuff. It was to be a 2-day survey, unannounced and stuff. And at the end, I was missing one thing only. And that one thing was big enough to shut down the business. I, as always do, I believe God, that God will find a way out. It was my mistake. I should have done that one thing. I immediately recognized it. It's about 2-3 months ago. That it was my fault. This shouldn't have happened. I asked for prayer requests, Pastor Peter, Pastor Francis, Pastor Deumi, and Yato, and say, you guys join me in prayer on this issue. I'm facing a challenge. There is one place that I can go and get that thing ratified. And that is the only place I'm fully registered, from my understanding. I have other places I can go register, but the process of registration, because they gave me a time limit that you have to comply by this date. So I went to that place that I'm already registered and said, help me. And there was one particular lady that is there, and from day one I keep saying, help me, just give me this, do this for me, do this. And she keep promising and promising and promising that she will do it. She didn't do nothing. Do it. The date is fast approaching. I need help in this area, and I have to show a pattern before even the date. If I don't show it by a particular date, what I've worked on for years will be disqualified. She keep promising. One night, I woke up and went to prayer. And just God, grace always, like He say, ask about this issue. I say, well, there's an obstacle. And that obstacle is that lady. I won't mention names. And she's not doing anything. What am I going to do? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ask. Well, I asked what I wanted. So the next day, I called her. That was in the night. I called on my way back from somewhere and say to talk to her. And I called and they said, where is, I need to speak to this lady. He said, she's no more with us. So what do you mean she's no more with us? I just spoke to her yesterday. Say, she's no more with us. What happened? I don't know. She's no more with us. I say, who is now taking her place? He gave me another name. Can you transfer me to this lady? I say, yes. They transfer me to her and say, I've been working with this lady for weeks. Or is that months? I can't remember. Weeks. And she's not doing anything about it. I just called today and I heard that you are now taking her position. Congratulations anyway. Say yes. What are we going to do? She's been promising me nothing is being done. I say, well, I'll see what I can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next day I got a call from her. You have gotten your request answered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 She was standing on my way. And I couldn't take it again. And I know that God has established this for me for a purpose. Bigger purpose than what I'm seeing. And the main man is standing on the way. And that is what happened to many of us. Our doctors stand on our way. Our wife stands on our way. Our children are this thing. You have to speak what you want at a point in those situations. My doctor said, I will never walk again. My doctor said, I can never recover from this situation. Because they are saying what they see and they are not lying. Science have said that 1 plus 1 equals to 2. And when it goes to 3, you may never recover. If it goes to 5, there is no hope for you at that situation. So they are saying what they do. See. But God is bigger than science. God is bigger than labs. God is bigger than your situation, whatever what you think it is. It's just you that limits the Most High God. It's you. It's not that God cannot do it. And they start by recognizing, like I say, knowing that, hey, I'm not living the fullness of God's blessing in this particular area of my life. Some people, it is children. You have to recognize it and then take the appropriate steps. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 years ago, my mom passed away. And I've given testimony, this testimony, the church. But for the benefit of those who are in here and for the benefit of the message, I'll repeat it quickly here. And from the time my mom passed, it was double tragedy for me. My aunt passed away, who was taking care of my mom. We delayed telling her. We didn't want to tell her. 3 weeks after she was buried, my mom, 21 days later, my mom passed away. This, my aunt, was the one that actually was on the gap for me growing up in a lot of ways. She didn't have much, but little she had, she shared with me. But my mom one created a problem because people saw it as an advantage to take whatever I have from me. And even while I was still here, calls started coming in that this is the way you are going to do this. This is the way you are going to do this. And this is the way you are going to do this. And every way they are mentioning was contrary to what I believe. When I told them that I'm not going to do it this way, instead of, then the answer was, if you don't do it, plain and simple, you will die. Now, I cannot say I will not go home to go bury my mom. She's all I have. We're two of us. So, I prayed, I waited on God. I have to go. I went. Asked prayer again from the brethren and for the ministers of God. When I came back, my sister decided to preempt whatever they are planning and got a lot of mobile policemen and all these things to come and form security around me all the time, which I appreciate. But it's the spiritual battle that is worse than the physical one. One night before the activities is to stand, about five men came. These are among the group that have given me certain requirements. Say, there's one more thing. Say what? Say, you have to appease us so that we will appease whatever, so that rain will not fall for all the days you are going to do these activities. Say, you guys have pushed me to the limit in every aspect. Buy this, do this. Just list of things. Some of them I say, it doesn't matter, I can do this, but there are some I will not do. And now you want me to pray you so that you will not make rain to fall. Yes. And I already know from example that people does that. And if you don't do it, you doubt it, the day you are going to do activity, it will start raining from morning till night, say night till the next morning, and so on. How they do it, Emmanuel doesn't know. But they have a way of doing it. I don't know. These are human beings with their conjunction and demonic powers and whatever they have. So I say, I'm not going to pay anything. Told you guys I'm Christian and I believe God. It will not rain until I finish all the days of activities, which is 3 days of burial. There's something that will be done, the burial and then Thanksgiving and so on and so forth. My sister planned all of them. So they left. I didn't appease them. I didn't give them what they wanted, this money and some other stuff and so on. I didn't give them. So it was a line drawn. Everybody saw them came. And of course, family member will come and whisper, won't you do anything? I say, no. And it has to be me. They will not go to another person. It has to be me. Why do you think they are doing that? Because they know that I have confessed in that place that I believe in Christ Jesus. There is something they do in our place as a young man, as a believer. I made friends with what they call the wrong type of people. The wrong type of people is that some Igbo land, they have what they call Osu. And Amadi, Igbo people here will know what I'm saying. And we are the Amadi, the whatever they think we are, the high ranking, whatever. And the other ones are sons of slaves. I didn't see that. I didn't believe that. My best friends were among them. From that time, our own side always look at me as somebody who is always against the system. So this is time to punish me. So they went. On the day the activities was to start, I never really get much sleep all the time I was home, but I remember something. Right on around 1 or 1 p.m. or so on, the day was clear. The day was nice. Suddenly wind started, suddenly crowd started, suddenly big drop of rain started doing, you know, that type that hammers on the zinc. But I ran outside and it's just coming in that drop. You know, you won't see just maybe one here, one there, scattered. I say, ah. Like, okay, didn't we tell you to pay them? From the eyes of our families and people were looking at me. It's like, didn't we tell you to? Now everything will be spoiled, you and your God, and so on and so forth. So I looked at it and said, what to do, what to do? I said, let me go back and pray again inside. And that is where I'm connecting it to this message. And just as I'm talking to you, clear as ABCD, that voice said to me, Joshua did not go inside to pray over this situation. There was opposition in Israel against him. There was opposition in the camp. He said he came on outside and declared to the heavens and earth that this is what I want. And this is where I stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was wearing that. I look like a prophet to what I was wearing. My wife knows that thing. It's some kind of Hausa stuff that goes all the way to the knee here, you know, with hand like this. You know, that it's not, there's no pan. That's what, because I was inside relaxing. I don't know what they call it in Nigeria. If you make your hand like this, it looks like what? It looks like gown. Yes, kaftan or something. This one was big, and so it was all the way down here, and that's what I was wearing. And I was wrong to say that. So when I came outside to do like Joshua, I probably looked like one. I put blessed be the name of the Lord. So I raised my hand in heaven, say amen, and say, Lord, I've spoken in the name of Jesus to these people that it will not rain all the days of the burial of my mom. And now, in Jesus' mighty name, I put a perimeter of 10 miles from where I'm standing. The diameter from here to 10 miles, it will not rain a drop in Jesus' name for all those 3 days. Amen? I spoke it and went inside. The rain stopped. Amen? It didn't rain until after that. My mom's burial, the church activities and everything, 3 days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands for Jesus. Amen. Another part of it that also I want to bring out to for you to speak specifically on what you want. I remember Joshua said Gideon. God gave me the scripture. Say, remember, Joshua didn't hide to go say what he wants. So I raised my hand and prayed, and I said, 10 miles. So one guy that was coming, a good friend, said, I was so worried when I was coming. I said, why? He said, at Abogugu, if you see the kind of rain that was raining until we get to Abogugu, that area, I computed it, that is exactly 10 miles from where I was standing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So if you don't believe it was God, it's not a coincidence. Not only did the rain stop, it stopped just 10 mile radius from where I was standing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So as we round up, what is your obstacle when it comes to achieving complete victory over your situation? What dictates the limits of complete victory? For Joshua, it was night, which is a huge obstacle, for God ordained it to stand. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, God declared, he said that while the earth remaineth, seed time shall follow harvest, cold shall follow heat, summer shall follow winter, and night shall follow day. That is what God declared. But Joshua wanted day to follow day, and he did not listen and agree or allow that to stop him, because God has spoken that. For some, it is our health issue. The doctor, labs, and science has declared that you will never fully recover. For some, it is our relationship, or marriage, or children, or people around you that stands on your way to complete victory. For some, we have come to accept him or her the way it is, whereas it hindered us from completeness. You are not to fight the person or whatever situation. You are to fight what is behind the situation. You have to know that God's plan for you is completeness, full measure, shaking together and overflowing. For some, it may be financial situation. Well, I don't think I will ever do better than this with the economy the way it is. And you allow it to be there forever. For some, it is you want to progress in your life, and you are not really seeing it. After some time, you throw up your hand. It could be marriage. It could be children. It could be barrenness. Whatever it is that is not complete, do not settle for half measure. You have to question the status quo to be able to get things done. You have to question the status quo. If you say in your mind, that is all I can be, then that is all you can be. Joshua mastered the secret of not allowing anything to stand between him and complete victory. Three instances, quickly. The wall of Jericho fell down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You wonder why? The guy knew that nothing, when God is on the move, I will not allow anything to stand. That wall of Jericho towers maybe 30 feet, 40 feet, 80 feet above ground. Very thick. Nothing can enter it. But God said to him, whispered to him, know what he told him? He said, march around it how many times? Same times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Doesn't he look stupid? Instead of building one machine to tear down the wall, he said, march around it 7 times. When you have obstacle before you and you know that God is on the move, listen, there is always a way out. Let God speak and do whatever he says to do. It may look stupid like me, standing out in that rain with my hands up, people watching me and stuff, and declaring what God has said. Of course, Satan will come and say, what if you make a fool of yourself and nothing happens? You will even be a double fool. Well, God has said, do it. Go ahead and do it. Whatever it is. And I've come to know that God is always there. Let us pray. As we stand on our feet. Joshua did not allow the wall of Jericho. At another time, we always talk of Moses. But it's not only Moses. Joshua also did not allow the river Jordan to hinder him. You probably have obstacles that this message has stirred up. And I'm not going to take much time here. I want you to quickly walk out here if you have any obstacle. My prayer will be this, that you recognize the voice of God when God is on the move for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Whatever it is, walk out to the front quickly. Any obstacle that has hindered in the past, any obstacle that stood between you and complete victory, and you know it, but you have put it on the background and say, there's nothing I can do about this. My children are just not there where I want them to be. No matter what I tell them, they cannot do otherwise. I give up. I leave it unto the Lord. I leave it unto the Lord. Yes, leave it unto the Lord. But take action in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God wants full measure. Shaking together. Everybody declare with me, full measure.
Full measure.
Shaking together. And overflowing from today will be my portion, even in Christ Jesus. In every area of my life, where I say I'm leaving it to God, God will resurrect it and then complete it for you in the name of Jesus. Any of the pastors can come and help out. Let's pray for these people quick, please. Quickly. The pastors. I want you to take individual and just lay your hand on them and pray. Pastors, please. As we come before the throne of grace, our song in the beginning says, what manner of man is Jesus? He says he makes the blind to see. He makes the lame to walk. He even raised the dead. Take one of individual and pray for them, please. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sister, what is the obstacle?
I'm just doing whatever God wants me to do.
Okay. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Dabika, if you can come on the piano and let's give some background listing. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, Lord Jehovah God, you know the obstacle, you know the hindrance. In Jesus' name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, my prayer is that you allow her to hear. Because you have a solution to this situation. You have a solution to this situation, my God. Now, Father, arise in the mighty name of Jesus. and let her hear, and let her follow this direction from heaven. Whatever it is that has hindered so far, if she has hindered by herself, if there is any unforgiveness, oh Father, have mercy. Erase it from her. Anything that has been an obstacle. Now there is something you want for your daughter here. It is that she may have full measure, shaking together and overflowing, even in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is good. Sister, the Lord will speak to you about this issue. The Lord will hear you and he will bring you a way. He will make a way for you, even in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Have you been praying, ma? God bless you. What is it?
Okay. I'm already prayed. Okay. It's my son.
Okay.
My son.
Okay. Right.
That God will
I will believe.
In all the problem he has in for getting his papers in the UK. That okay. God will make a way for him.
All right, Lord.
And again, I'm praying God to, I ask God to help me in that study I entered in. And that God will give me more than
praise God. Now I declare in the name of Jesus, today is 10th of August. Next month will be September 10th. Next month will be October 10th. By November 10th, there will be an answer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise be the name of the Lord. The praise team, please, if you can come up as we round up praying for these people. And brother, I know you are traveling home. Sister Chinwe, the issue you have, we pray. You are traveling, right? Yes. That's my dear brother and friend. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can put it on. I'm going to pray for both of you quickly here. Sister, come closer, please. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, concerning that lady,
Amen.
There is nothing impossible with you, Lord.
Amen.
She's in prayer and many others are in prayer. We're adding our voice to the throne of heaven.
Amen.
And we cover her in the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
The spirit of cancer we rebuke in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatever root, whatever cause, whatever area is coming from, Lord,
Amen.
Uproot it completely in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we cover her in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the authority that is in Jesus' mighty name, we declare her healed.
Amen.
We curse that cause of cancer.
Amen.
We curse that root of cancer.
Amen.
Father, in the life of this lady she's praying about,
Amen.
This is a friend of hers, we say, Lord, sister-in-law, Father, we pray in Jesus' name
Amen.
That you deliver her completely.
Amen.
Completely, O Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give her a new lease in life.
Amen.
That she will be a testimony to the glory of God.
Amen.
Even in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Father, we cover your son in the blood of Jesus. As he goes back home to Nigeria, we cover him in the blood of Jesus. We cover his family in the blood of Jesus. Even the scare that is going on of the virus, Ebola, it will not come nigh him or his family or his business or his acquaintance in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you will go with him and protect him, Lord, and keep him safe and sound, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We remember Nigeria even using him as a point of contact, Lord, that as he steps into that nation, Lord, he will bring the healing of Jesus
Thank
completely
you,
into Nigeria in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Father, our prayer regarding that nation, the panic that is rising there over this issue, Father, we destroy it in Jesus' name. The root and the cause, Father, we destroy. That no man, no woman shall perish of it again in the name of Jesus. We use him as a point of contact for Nigeria, for total healing for Nigeria, Lord, in the governance, in the people, in the nation of Nigeria, that healing will come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we cover him again, Father, and ask that you protect him. The flight he will be taking, the route he will be going, Father, let the angel of the Lord go with him to carry him safely. In angel's wing will you be. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you will reach home in peace.
Amen.
And you will see your people in peace.
Amen.
And peace will be within your abode.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be the name of God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.